Lock 4. Lock 4, Rosie's Lock, was named after Rosie Ward, who was the lock keeper here in 1834. If you follow the footpath over the bridge, you will soon come to a picnic area. Here you will find Eel Weir. The weir was likely named because it was a good spot to find these fish. Today, otters and kingfishers can be seen along this section of the river, further evidence that it remains a good place to fish. Just downstream of the lock, you can find the output of a sluice that allowed the lock keepers to regulate the water. Conservation of water and maintaining levels was a huge responsibility for the lock keeper. The following selection of the Lagan Navigation Company's regulations illustrates that if they were broken, the lock keeper's daily pay of 4 pence could soon be swallowed up. Number 1. The lock keeper shall carefully watch over the banks, towing paths, bridges and quays, and keep in repair the banks and roads under his charge, and shall report without delay to the inspector anything in the state of works that require immediate attention under a penalty of 10 shillings. Number 2. The lock keepers shall attend to all lighters that come at proper hours, but shall not pass any lighters through the locks at night without an order in writing from the secretary or the inspector, under a penalty of 5 shillings. Number 3. The lock keeper shall not permit any lighters to be moored within 60 yards of the lock gates, nor to enter the locks unless there is sufficient water to carry them through the next level, nor when lighters pass, allow the gates to close of themselves, under penalty of 2 and 6 for each offence. Number 4. The lock keeper shall not allow the chamber of his lock to remain full for 30 minutes, nor by carelessness or waste of water suffer his level to be run so low as to obstruct the traffic, under a penalty of 5 shillings. Number 5. All lock keepers, during any weather, shall keep their gates properly secured with moss to prevent waste of water. 9 shillings and 6 pence. Number 6. The lock keepers shall not suffer the racks to fall without winding them down, under a penalty of 5 shillings.